You've heard of the movie The Kiss of the Spider-Woman? Well, this is the music of the Spider-Man. Researcher Damien Elias of the University of Toronto uses a laser Doppler vibrometer to measure and record spiders communicating.
One of the things about spiders, and one of the reasons that I'm interested in them, is they're kind of masters of vibration domain. The ones on webs, males, for example, pluck songs to females. It really is like plucking a guitar string. But not all spiders live on webs, and so a lot of other spiders, they use sort of vibrations, but they're sort of vibrating on leaves or something like that, and not webs. One of the wool spiders that I work on make their sounds by drumming. They use the pedipalps, which are their genitalia, basically, and they bang them against the ground in stereotype patterns. And they also use their legs also, and so they use their pedipalps and their legs to drum this love song to females. Jumping spiders have these elaborate displays where they wave the different legs, they sway back and forth in a very sort of rhythmical fashion. It's kind of like flamenco dancing. I kind of see it. The surface that you heard it vibrating was actually on a nylon surface, actually a pantyhose. It's just easier to control than, say, having them vibrate on leaves or rocks or something, because they could be quite complicated, the vibrational characteristics of them. I basically came to it with an interest in sensory systems, and I was interested in acoustics, vibrational or hearing, and they just happen to be such charismatic creatures. I find spiders very charismatic, that as soon as I started recording from them, and it ended up that not a lot of work has been done, so that really quickly kind of fed upon itself, and I just really became a great system to study.
Damien Elias is a researcher at the University of Toronto. Our story was produced by Jeff Rice for the Hearing Voices radio series. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Ian Gray, Ingrid Lobet, Peter Thompson, and Jeff Young, with help from Kelly Cronin. This week, we welcome our new technical director, Jeff Turton, and say adios to our super interns, Lauren Cox and Amy Fish. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Our executive producer is Steve Kerwood. You can find us at loe.org. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Wellborn Ecology Fund, and Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World, for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.